I think this is a very moving event for all of us. I remember years ago, I don't know if I remember exactly when it was, we had a learning program. It was called a learning program. But the one who coined the name Yeshiva Sagra was Moshe Zev Zichrono Livracha. And what we heard now is basically the essence of what he made it into. The Mishnah says that there are various kinyone Torah, various character traits that a person needs to have to make the Torah part of him, to connect to the Torah. And one of them is called Yishuv, which is where the Lashon of Yeshiva comes from. There's no good word for Yishuv because I don't know if that concept exists in the Goyish world. But as close as we can get to it is its ability to focus on what's important with a peace of mind. And that was the essence of Moshe Zev Zichrono Livracha. It was always focused, like we heard and we saw, what is important, what life is all about, and how to make the most of life for himself and those around him. It was something that affected not only what he did, but how he did it. I always envied his ability to always be with that peace of mind, calm, nothing to get him upset, nothing to get him shaken up, nothing to get him set back. He was driven by what he knew was right, and no matter what happened, he just did it in a peaceful, calm, sweet way, which is a sign of his ideals permeated into every drop of his essence. There's a well-known Gemara, we'll say very shortly, of the machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer, Hilkinus, and the Chachamim. And Rabbi Eliezer says, I'm going to bring three proofs to the fact that I am right. Proof number one is, you can bring a proof from a carob tree that will be uprooted. Another proof from a mayan, a wellspring that will change direction. And the third proof from the walls of the Beit HaMidrash that will start to fall down. The obvious question is, magic tricks don't prove that you are right, especially in Judaism. So what do you want? So the Vilna Gaon says, so there are three basic things that are needed to build a person's self up as a Ben Torah, somebody that Torah becomes part of him. Number one is hystapkus. Hystapkus means not be overly involved in running after physical pleasures. The carob tree represents that. Carob tree is like the most basic food. And he says that, I have that. I'm not running after physical pleasures. I'm focused. I have that yishuv hadas to know what's important is the Torah. And that gives me all the pleasure in the life I need. I don't need all this other stuff. The second thing is anovit. A person who's running after his ego. You have people that are building up a lot of things, but it's all about themselves. Which they're doing good things, but it doesn't necessarily mean they're good people. Which is really personifies this concept of the lead of Anova, which was the second thing that the legend said of the water going downstream. That's the symbol of Anova, and he was saying that I have this concept also. I'm not going for my own ego, I'm doing for to do the Rosh Hashem. And the third thing that is necessary is Asmoda, to actually learn, put time into the learning. And that's where he brought his proof from the walls of the Beit Medrash. I think Rav Moshe Zeig Zichrono Livracha was in Yasa, the term and the concept and the life of the yeshiva, Yeshiva Sagra, personified these three things. He was so focused on what the spiritual life, like we heard, that gave him all the pleasures he needed in life. He didn't need to run after physical pleasures. His anova, like I said, never to get upset, never to feel that it has to go his way. But on the other hand, he knew exactly what he wanted, and he pushed things through in the most complicated situation. Because Anova means, I'm not running the show, because Yisrael was running the show. He was an Eved Hashem running the show, and that's why he had a tremendous day after Shemai. And that's more than he was just professing about learning Torah. He did it himself. He was a shining example for all of us. And no matter how busy you can be with other things, you can make the Torah the central part of your life. And it's so fitting to have this yeshiva called Zichron Moshe Zeilig, because whenever we remind ourselves of Moshe Zeilig, we remind ourselves of what the yeshiva really is all about, what that yeshiva does, what the striving for the closest of our Kodesh Baruch Hu, and enjoying what is really valuable, and not making a fuss about all the other stuff. Shavi Zeichon is Hashem Shavi Yilir, Minishmosai, and Yibodah Tantogen, Hoshe the wife and family, which we all feel so close to, and they're still familiar for us. And he should be a male teacher for all of us, and we should see continuous Shiyad Shemayim growth of this very special Yeshiva Sagra Zichrono Livracha.